Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Ed Lonergan, CEO, president, and chairman of EMTA Holdings. EMTA Holdings trades on the OTC bulletin board, and the ticker symbol is EMHD. EMTA Holdings develops and manufactures environmentally friendly products that reduce energy consumption and carbon monoxide emissions for petroleum-based fuels. Thank you for joining us today, Ed.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Great. Start off by giving us the results of the ZenTX McKelvey trucking trial.
I will be glad to. The name of the product is pronounced ZenTX, a bit like Xerox with an X in front of it. So it's ZenTX. And ZenTX is a product that treats the surface of metal, and over a period of time it hardens, coats, and smooths the metal. The result is there are less losses to friction and heat inside of an engine, and that's the fundamental reason why you get better miles per gallon. And better miles per gallon equals less emissions and more fuel efficiency. So that's basically how the product works. And in the case of McKelvey Trucking, that's an ongoing trial for us. We actually have four sets of 10 groups of trucks. So there's four tests or four trials going on simultaneously. There's one that tests ZenTX in the engine. There's one that tests ZenTX in the drivetrain, meaning the differential and the front hubs, other elements other than the engine where there are friction heat losses. We also manufacture in two very, in my view, very high-tech diesel fuel additives. And we have one diesel fuel additive being tested in one set of 10 trucks. And then lastly, we have all these technologies together working on a set of 10 trucks to see how they the accumulated benefit of all the other trial works out. In the first 30 days, the trucks that had all of the technology on it did a little better than 5.4 miles per gallon, 5.4 improvement in fuel economy, a percentage in fuel economy. We believe that the fuel economy will improve over time, and this stuff does take a little time to work, and we believe that the fuel economy will gradually creep up to be about 7%. So at 7% savings in fuel, you're talking about a truck that would the annual cost based upon today's fuel cost would be an improvement of probably $5,000 a year reduction in fuel charges. The result of that, of course, is less fuel consumed to do the same work, a tremendous reduction in emissions, particularly carbon monoxide, dioxide, and in our case, we do an extraordinarily good effort at reducing particulate emissions, the black smoke that you see for most diesel vehicles.
Sure. And bring us up to speed on the company's other two main brands, Synergen and Clean Boost.
The brand Synergen, it's under the website synergenracing.com. It's a company the company acquired initially through a stock and cash purchase effective January 1st, 2007. And that acquisition provided us not only a line of products that have been around approximately 18 years under the name Synergen, a brand that's been well received across the country, particularly in the high-end racing arena. But we also acquired our own manufacturing facility of approximately 57,000 square feet, and we also have about 5.3 acres, and the facility is located in Durant, Oklahoma. And we acquired it because we needed an opportunity to not only make our own products and reduce our manufacturing expenses, but secondly, we needed to have a central distribution facility. Currently, all of our products are stored and distributed out of Durant, Oklahoma.
The Great. Synergen, and,
I was going to say, the Synergen brand itself, we have approximately 10,000 customers. We sell directly to the customers from the plant. There's a, it's a direct sale from our facilities, and we have a two full-time salespeople that are responsible for maintaining our Synergen sales.
And how about Clean Boost?
In the case of Clean Boost, we market that under two different brands. We acquired Clean Boost, was under development by a company called White Sands, and we acquired White Sands, if I recall, effective at March 31, 2006. And it was a stock, all-stock purchase, and we acquired this subsidiary, and the name of the company was White Sands. And they had two diesel fuel additives under development. We funded the conclusion of those development efforts, and we now have two diesel fuel additives. One is a combustion enhancer. It's a product that reduces emissions in diesel fuel as well as improves its overall performance, and it's one of the products being tested at McKelvey. The second diesel fuel additive is a product that's mixed with diesel fuel. It is Texas Low Emission Diesel Council certified, EPA verified, and when mixed with diesel fuel, it reduces the harmful particulates just over 30%, and it has a significant impact on reducing all of the greenhouse gases related to diesel fuel combustion. So those products that are currently or developed under the logo or the name of White Sands, we currently sell those under the brand name Zentex.
And will the company continue to look to M&A activities such as your recent acquisition of Easy Staffing as a catalyst towards continued growth?
Yes, sir, it will. We have actually a potential two to even three potential new acquisitions that are in various stages of being evaluated and the due diligence going on. We acquired Easy Staffing Solutions. We have changed the name. It's an asset sale. We actually acquired it from buying the assets of ESSI, Easy Staffing Solutions, Inc. And we've formed a new business name. It's called Lumea Staffing. And the reason that that became important to us is that this particular staffing company, our company now called Lumea, provides laborers to primarily industrial commercial companies and some very big companies that are well known in the industry. Those companies are prime candidates for use of our energy solutions, our energy reduction emission reducing products and technology. So by acquiring a company that's in the light industrial commercial space, a staffing company in that arena, we got two things beneficial out of that. A, we acquired access to their 380 customers. We've trained 19 of their salespeople, which is the vast majority of their current sales staff. And so we've got access to the customer base. And secondly, we acquired a substantial revenue base. Last 12 months' revenues for Easy Staffing were just over $100 million in annual revenue. So we've increased our revenues and have now opportunities to sell our high-tech products to that customer base.
And talk to us about some of the trends in the market, Ed, and how well-positioned MTA is to capitalize on these trends.
Well, certainly most of your listeners would and investors would agree that since there's been a change in Washington from the Republican to the Democratic Party, there's been a much greater effort underway to become more green, more environmental friendly on all levels of business activity.
Sure.
And the result of that is that we are well positioned to take advantage of that. There's been something. There are two major emphases, I guess, and something that a lot of your investors might have heard is something called carbon neutral. And there's a thought process underway that we believe will develop into legislation eventually, whereby most industrial commercial businesses, if they're trying to expand, will have to find a way to reduce emissions, and particularly carbon emissions, monoxide, dioxide, etc., the greenhouse gases, such that even when they increase the size of their business activity, they'll have to make sure that they do not increase the amount of emissions that they pollute the atmosphere with. And the result of that is that those businesses will be looking for some solution relating to how do they reduce their emissions during these expansion activities. And we are well positioned. Our technologies are proven. It's very easy to use, and at the moment, we believe that that'll be one of the fundamental drivers of our future revenue. Our revenue ending in fiscal year 2008, and our end of year is March 31, we did approximately $2.7 million in revenue. Our revenue in 2009, which includes 1 month of our staffing activity, will be around $8 million. And our revenue expected from this April through next March 31, 2010, we're expecting revenues to be $125 to $126 million at a minimum. And if we're successful at some of these acquisitions, it would be substantially higher than that. So we are coming into a very rapid growth period for us. And without giving you a lot of hype, so to speak, the business both on the staffing side and on the lubrication, high-end, high-tech chemical side, both of those we have extraordinarily positive, large opportunities directly in front of us. And so far, we believe our company is finally beginning to take off and grow exponentially here.
And what else differentiates EMTA from the other players in your sector?
Actually, I think there are, besides being an environmentally friendly green company, on top of that, the even our staffing business is our largest customers are in the recycling industry and so forth. Because of all of the things we've just described to you, we're actually going to change the name of our holding company from EMTA Holdings to a name that we've reserved, although we're under the in the process of making the change to Green Planet Group, Inc. So what really differentiates us is that we are going to spend a lot of time and energy making sure that our customer base and our potential new investor base recognize that we are, without a doubt, one of the most environmental friendly businesses relating to both improvement in fuel efficiencies, emissions reductions, and even in the staffing industry, where we will be very green-oriented.
And can you walk us through your background and experience as well as some of your key management figures?
Yes, sir. I'll start off with our key management team. My chief financial officer is a gentleman named Jim Marshall. And Jim has been in the public arena for probably 30 years, had his own CPA practice at one time, and is very well known in our area. And obviously very skilled relating to running the financial side of our business. In the case of our lubrication business, we have a gentleman named Mike Dyson and his team over in Durant, Oklahoma, and they've been in the lubrication development business, high-end, very exotic lubrication products for over 18 years now. and they're well known in their business segment, and so we have a great deal of skills there. In the case of our acquisition of ESSI, Easy Staffing Solutions, Inc., the gentleman that built that business over 10 years from nothing to just over $100 million in revenue, Cliff Blake, is also part of our management team. And in that sense, we have a very experienced person at the helm, and he has continued as president of that division for us. In addition to that, we have another internal financial controller, Andy Moore, spelled M-O-O-R-E-R, Moore. And Andy has a significant public company experience as well. So the majority of our team, my management team, is experienced, capable fellows. So we're excited about that. In my own case, I've been an entrepreneur and a business development person since the last 40 years or so, and primarily running and operating entities, particularly in their early growth period, such as what we're experiencing now. So overall, we have a very good daily management team. Our board of directors is made up of myself, Jim Marshall, the CFO, and in addition to that, a gentleman named Edward Miller. And Ed is a very experienced businessman and very well knowledgeable relating to the government, and has made his living for a number of years working with various entities of the U.S. government. Another gentleman on our board of directors is a gentleman named Pat Choate, and some of that name may ring familiar to some of your listeners. And Pat made history when he ran with Ross Perot for vice president. And Pat is very knowledgeable, particularly relating to both the environmental issues, all of the issues relating to the oil industry, and thirdly, is a recognized expert on intellectual property. So we have a very strong player there. The last member of our team from the outside board of directors team is a gentleman named Ken Bennett, and Ken currently is Secretary of State for the state of Arizona. So our three outside board members are extraordinarily well-qualified. So we're excited about all of our team. Quite honestly, for a little company just getting started, we have an extraordinarily good team.
That's agreed upon. And what specific objectives have you and the management team set for the next 12 to 24 months with the company?
Looking out to 24 months is a long time for us, particularly since we're now in this rapid expansion. But so we have some ideas of what 24 months will be. But speaking about the 12-month period, April through March of next year, specific expectations are that our revenues would be approximately $126 million. Our expectation is net profit would be approximately $16 million. That's an absolute objective that we feel is virtually 100% possible. And if we were able to do a couple of the acquisitions and close on them over the next 60, 90 days, revenues for next year would be increased by roughly $65 million, which would make the business approximately $190 million in total revenue. And our profitability would increase proportionally to approximately 22 to 23 million net profit. From a shareholder perspective, our goal is to have our share value reflect what we think the value of our business will be. And in this day and age, we all know it's been very difficult for corporations, even very large ones, to maintain share value. But our expectation is that our share value would, our market cap would equal what our revenues would be for 1 year. The result of that is that we would see our market cap at $125 million at a minimum this year, $126, and potentially could grow to $190 million. So if that were true, then our share value, we have approximately 100 million shares issued and outstanding. Our share value would be $1.25, let's say, to $1.90 12 months from now. Since the share price today is in the 4 and 5 centile range, we believe that EMTA Holdings, changing its name to Green Planet Group, Inc., is an extraordinarily good opportunity for any of the listeners you have that are interested in investing in a high-tech, fast-growth business.
Great. And once again, joining us today is Ed Lonergan, CEO, President, and Chair of EMTA Holdings, currently trading on the OTC Bulletin Board, ticker symbol EMHD, trading at 4.5 cents a share. Before we conclude, Ed, what are some of the other key reasons why investors should consider EMTA at this time as a good long-term investment opportunity?
It's a good investment, as I described earlier, we believe that the current share value is significantly less than what our business is worth, item one. So as we execute the plan going forward, we would expect that the share value would increase proportionally, and the new investors would be pleased with our performance. Secondly, I think we're in a business sector whereby green energy efficiency, emissions reducing technologies are going to become much more important for all elements of business in the United States. Thirdly, if it's not the Kyoto Accord, it'll be something similar whereby eventually carbon credits will be traded, and our customers with the ability to reduce their carbon emissions will have a secondary source of revenue. They can trade their credits, which will just fuel our business that much faster. So we are well positioned, we believe, to take advantage of all of those elements moving forward.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's progress, and I'd like to thank you for updating us today, Ed.
I tell you what, I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with yourself and your listeners. One of the things that the company really needs is as much exposure as possible, so I thank you for the opportunity.
Anytime.